This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. While some Atlanta City residents did lose power, most were spared that part of this week's ice storm, and that meant the city could focus on clearing the roads, something Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed promised would be done quickly. 2 weeks ago, the mayor had defended the city's road-clearing efforts amid criticism of the city and state response to that storm. Earlier this afternoon, the mayor joined us during a WABE News special on the current storm. The mayor said the main thoroughfares in Atlanta are now in good shape, so city crews are moving on to the secondary roads and then the neighborhood streets.
We've got about 120 pieces of equipment that are currently deployed. It's about an even balance between snow spreaders and plows. So all of those individuals have been working 12-hour shifts. We have deployed more than 3,000 tons of the salt and sand. And so right now we are restocking our supply so we can be prepared to run all day and through all night. Our sense is that by tomorrow we should be through this, and then we should have warming temperatures that will allow the rest to melt away.
You mentioned the new supplies of salt, sand, and so forth. How is the budget holding up? Have you had to go beyond the winter budget for this?
To be honest, Dennis, I can't give you a calculation yet because we're in the midst of working through the challenge.
Oh, yeah, so I wasn't right now, looking for a dollar figure. I was just saying, you know, hey, have we said, ooh, we're beyond where we thought we'd be?
Well, there's no question that we're going to run over the traditional budget for the winter. I mean, we obviously had the earlier winter event 2 weeks ago. We then had a bit of a false alarm, but we mobilized for that. And then now we're into our third significant winter event. So there's no question that we're going to significantly pass our budget. Fortunately, the city of Atlanta has about $135 million in our rainy day fund. And I certainly think that this would fall into the category of a rainy day event.
You mentioned the event 2 weeks ago. Obviously, folks are going to say, well, the response from the state, from the city, has been so much better this time. What would you say to somebody who says, well, why didn't this happen the way it did now 2 weeks ago?
I would say that you learn from your experiences, and I would say if that was someone who was in the city of Atlanta, I would say that within 24 hours we had 80% of our roads and major arterials in passable condition. So that would be my response. But I think you always learn, you get better. There's been greater coordination across the region and across the state with multiple governments. I think that the events two weeks ago certainly caused all of us to learn lessons. We made decisions around closing government, closing schools, closing and making recommendations to businesses to close much faster. I acknowledge that I believe that was a mistake during the first event, the way that everyone left basically at the same time. And I think that that we certainly learned that lesson and tried to be far more proactive. So I'm human. Other folks are human. I believe that you get better with experience.
And real quickly, I don't imagine that this made you feel any better, but if you've been watching the reports from North Carolina and the Research Triangle where they had scenes very similar to what we saw 2 weeks ago, did it give you any thoughts about how metropolitan areas in general, the challenges they face when things like this come up?
I don't root for other people to have bad times. So I feel for the folks in North Carolina and the Research Triangle. But we're moving to a period in the future of the country where we're going to have what are called mega regions. It's not going to be one city, but it's going to be an entire region. So the city of Atlanta has between 400 and 450,000 residents, but we're the center of a 6-million-person region. So we're going to have to start thinking about that in the future. I'm not spending much time thinking about that right now. Candidly, I'm just concerned with reaching to Friday at about 5 o'clock p.m. and really avoiding people getting harmed and making sure that everybody gets through this process safely. That's really what I'm thinking about on a constant basis right now.
No,
the other noise, I'm just kind of drowning out.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll check in with you again soon.
No, thank you for having me on your air, Dennis.